To the editor. My niece Kylie, who now lives in Brussels, has attended many well-known schools of higher learning. There is a process for her if she will attend a school. 1. Find out about housing, type, and rates of housing in the area. 2. Can she acquire employment in that area while going to school? Logical, right? If you read the local newspaper or watch the news, you will hear about many international students being accepted by Canadian colleges and universities, their money taken, but these students cannot find a place to stay, with any accommodation availability severely limited. Why is this allowed by our provincial and national governments? Either the students were offered misinformation from the various schools of higher learning, or the agencies that represent them internationally, or these students are simply fools, gamblers hoping upon hope that they will find accommodation somehow. Like our immigration system, which allows people to migrate to Canada without any guarantee that they can find accommodations or employment, the education system has failed both these students and the Canadian public. Students join the homeless in our parks, living in accommodations unworthy of one of our pets. Are many of our schools of higher learning committing fraud against these students and their parents who often foot the bill for their children? Whether it be the schools and their personnel, the agencies that assist students into Canada to attend these schools, or the government, potential citizens who would benefit Canada are being taken for a ride, their funds drained, with many leaving their schools early to return to their homelands unsatisfied. It is very much like the protection racket that the mob instituted. They take a business's money monthly, while promising protection, only to not provide that protection when the time comes. To all these schools and the agencies that assist them, these students are nothing more than cash cows, a source of funds that allow school personnel to get bonuses, and their properties receive much-needed building additions. Canada's schools of higher education are all business organizations, not socialized, but profit-based. Their very nature is to acquire profit while offering the basic services they can get away with. Believe me, many of our foreign student visitors have realized this firsthand. They pay much more than our Canadian students, and seemingly receive far less in services and host-like assistance. Canada's schools of higher education get A+ for being considerate hosts to our foreign visitors. Stephen Kazab, Bradford, Ontario.